The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. If by chance you just come across our show for the first time on the radio dial or our podcast platforms, our mission here for the past two decades plus has always been the same. And that's to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and make sure to visit our radio page, which will give you a play-by-play of what we'll be covering today.
Yeah, we have a lot of great information on there, Dr. Mark. We have the news and breakthroughs. We have at-home blood spot tests, if you want to take it, and a lot of different free information. This is actually our 200th episode that we're putting up there on our podcast platform, and really hope that we're providing the information that everybody needs to know. That's the fun thing about health, Dr. Mark, is you've seen it for 26 years at your clinic, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, is that everybody is different. So we want to make sure we're hitting all the points. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler. Dr. Stangler, have a great show today. We're going to talk about the important health and wellness protocols for 2021 with our good friend, Dr. Ross Pelton. A lot of great information. We're going to cover the microbiome today.
Yeah, a very, very important topic. There'll be new information for people, I'm sure, that they can incorporate right away to improve their gut health and their whole body health.
That's right. If you're relying on yogurt for your probiotic, please make sure you stay tuned, because a lot of those yogurts are laden with sugar. We want to make sure we're getting a three-step process and fermentation. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit more. This is our short segment. When we generally say hi, we do 2 hours per week. We share an article that can be found at americasnaturaldoctor.com underneath the news and breakthroughs. Let's talk about your newest one, Dr. Mark, that we just put out about milk consumption.
Yeah, well, pretty interesting title we have, Drink More Milk and Break More Bones. And so that's kind of a shock to a lot of people.
That was.
But it's based really, Kelly, on a study, a recent review in the New England Journal of Medicine, a really highly regarded medical journal. And in that review, they found that high dairy consumption did not reduce the risk of bone fractures. So this kind of notion we've been taught since kids to get calcium from cow's milk is critical.
Right.
Really, when you start looking at all the studies that have been done, that's not what they find. Matter of fact, the authors of this study found that in populations with generally adequate nutrition, the high consumption of milk may increase the risk of fractures later in life. And the association of greater height with the risk of cancer remains a concern. So this is from the authors in the New England Journal of Medicine. So really, it's quite a shocker even to the medical community.
Right. And again, I mean, we've been getting pushed by the government to take milk since kindergarten, since grade school. It's just been one of those things, not even one, talking about the difference between, you know, cow's milk or other types of, you know, coconut milk, almond milk, more natural forms. But what about people that we see so often who have digestive issues like lactose intolerance? You can imagine if they're being pushed out at a young age, a lot of little ones are maybe suffering with digestive upset.
Yeah, and lactose intolerance just genetically is very, very common. In the article, I talk about how 50 million American adults are lactose intolerant. That's not even children. And it's a very, genetically related condition. For example, if you're Asian, there's a 95% likelihood you're lactose intolerant. African American, Ashkenazi Jews, 60%. Almost up to 100% of American Indians are lactose intolerant. If you're Hispanic, 50 to 80% of Hispanics have lactose intolerance. So who wants to have abdominal cramps, diarrhea, nausea, gas, bloating, because you're not aware that the milk products you're consuming are causing all these symptoms?
Right. Now it's insane. I just have to say it again. I mean, I have a nephew. He has just chugged milk from a young age. He's now 19 and he has so many issues. He has stomach issues. He has joint issues. And again, we were brought up, okay, your mother gives you milk, so why not drink other milk? We're not really meant to drink the milk of another animal, are we, Dr. Mark?
No, I don't think it's part of God's original design, for humans to basically use that as a primary nutritional source. That is true. And think about it, Kelly. I mean, milk in of itself is very high in phosphorus, and we need phosphorus. However, too much of phosphorus actually causes the body to excrete calcium out through the urine. Also, cow's milk does not have adequate amounts or even provide vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 activates a protein which directs our calcium into our bones and not into our arteries. And of course, there's small amounts of vitamin D, synthetic vitamin D added to milk, so it doesn't solve that problem. And you need magnesium for bone health, which cow's milk doesn't help in terms of, you know, getting any adequate magnesium intake.
Absolutely. So listeners can go over to the website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the news and breakthroughs, read this article among many others, and feel free. There's a connect button if you have questions for Dr. Mark. You can ask those at drmark@americasnaturaldoctor.com. Or if you'd like to be a patient and you'd like to do some telemedicine or maybe some in-depth testing at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, you can reach out at 855-DOC-MARK. That's 855-DOC-MARK. Be right back with our special guest, Dr. Ross Pelton.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company, please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. Remember, if you get lost along the way, always visit our website for a play-by-play at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Stengler, before we went to the break, we were encouraging all of our listeners to stay with us, whether it's on podcast or the traditional radio dial, because we have a fan favorite joining us today, Dr. Ross Pelton. For new listeners, let's shed a little light on who our good friend Dr. Pelton is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Pelton's a health expert and master educator. He's a pharmacist, also a clinical nutritionist, a health educator. He's authored numerous books, and for decades, he's taught continuing education programs that help healthcare professionals utilize and integrate natural medicine into their practices. Dr. Pelton, he's also known as the natural pharmacist, was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by American Druggist Magazine for his work in natural medicine. In 2014, he left his pharmacy career and joined Essential Formulas as their scientific director. And this was a career shift that enabled Dr. Ross to become a microbiome scientist. And we'll talk more about that today. So he's very passionate about this information he has to help people get well and live well. So Dr. Pelton, great to have you back on the show again.
Hi there, Dr. Mark. It's nice to be with you and Kelly on Forever Young Radio.
That's right. It's always good to be together. And I'll tell you, I have followed your work. We've been friends a long time. But I remember when you used to do your own radio show up in the Portland area in Oregon. I think it was the station you were on. And boy, we really enjoyed hearing you. And now since 2014, more content. But it's been interesting. You know, as Dr. Stengler alluded to, happy 2021. This is the first time we're getting to talk to you in this new year. And it's always a pleasure to have you join us talking about probiotics. Again, we're going to be sharing a lot today because I think people need to arm themselves and be positive. But there are important health and wellness protocols that can make things a little bit easier. Is there anything that jumps out at you that maybe you want our listeners to really know about, Dr. Pelton?
Well, there's a couple of things. First, Happy New Year to everybody. We still have a raging pandemic going on. And so most people are looking at medications and vaccines, which is all well and good, but we need to learn how to address and treat health and get people healthier and boost their immune system so they can kind of strengthen themselves against all of these different types of challenges that we meet throughout life. And so that's my big message. And it's constantly my message, how to naturally boost your immune system. And one of the most important things to create and maintain a healthy microbiome. And so that's my passion, teaching people about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and how it's so unique and so different and can go a long way to help people create and maintain a healthy microbiome, which boosts their immune system.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Pelton, just for our new listeners, perhaps give an overview of the microbiome. This is a huge category, a very important category in health and medicine. Let's give a little more background on that and what you tend to focus on to help people with their microbiome balance.
Sure. Well, Dr. Mark, there's a real revolution going on in the field of microbiome science. For many, many years, people have realized that probiotic bacteria provide health benefits, but nobody really knew the mechanism of action. Now we're starting to unravel this mystery of how probiotic bacteria provide health benefits. And there's really two pieces to the puzzle. It's not just the probiotic bacteria. Probiotic bacteria are like little chemical factories, and their job is to ferment the fibers in the foods that we eat and transform these fibers into compounds we call postbiotic metabolites. And we're now starting to learn that it's these postbiotic metabolites that are master health regulating compounds for the entire body. They don't just influence the gastrointestinal tract. They influence every single organ system in the body, especially your brain and your immune system. So that's really the important new message and the new frontier in probiotics and microbiome science, learning how these probiotic bacteria work to digest fibers to create the products, the compounds that regulate your health. So it's not just probiotic bacteria. You also have to be consuming adequate fiber. And it's not just the quantity of fiber, it's the diversity of fiber. And one study that I talk about a lot, the researchers announced finding that 90% of American adults and children do not consume the recommended daily allowance of fiber. So there's millions and millions of people taking probiotics and getting very little benefit from them because they're not consuming the fibers that they need. And this is the Dr. O'Hara's advantage, because Dr. O'Hara's has made in a multi-year fermentation process that creates over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites. So every time you ingest Dr. O'Hara's, you're getting probiotic bacteria and some of the prebiotic fibers. But most importantly, you're getting over 500 of these important postbiotic metabolites.
Yeah, that's incredible. So it seems like a lot of the probiotics out in the market today, other than the Dr. O'Hara one, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they've done very little research on these postbiotic metabolites, which in the end are critical. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of strains. There's thousands and thousands of strains of bacteria. And so each one of them would have to be tested, and it's just expensive and time consuming. So we know in general that these probiotic bacteria have benefits, but again, it's due to the fibers. And a bunch of people can be taking the same probiotic and get vastly different benefits from them because they have different types of fiber and different quantity of fiber in their diet. So that we're going one step further and starting to realize it's not just the bacteria. It's looking at the compounds that the bacteria create. And some of them are anti-inflammatory, and some of the postbiotic metabolites directly kill pathogens. And Some of them rebalance the acid base level in the microbiome ecosystem, and some of them reestablish the immune system and gut-brain communication. So there's just a wide range of these compounds, and it's really exciting to start to learn how these compounds regulate your health. This is the most important information people can have on how to be proactive to really take control of their health and their immune system.
Yeah, which everybody is wanting to do so deeply right now compared to other years. We've always known we need to support the immune response. But I think, you know, it's a vital time right now to reset that in the last year and remind people why. But I love Dr. O'Hara's, and there's many reasons why. I mean, I remember a number of years ago sitting in an educational seminar about Dr. O'Hara's and mentioning postbiotics and postbiotic metabolites. Learning about that, being educated. I think you were part of that, Dr. Felton. And I couldn't say that any other probiotic companies were saying that. Now a lot of them are jumping on the postbiotic bandwagon, but you guys were a true leader in the field.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things we're doing at Essential Formulas we're very excited about is that we're now for the second year in a row having ads on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics on HGTV. And HGTV is the largest cable network program. And so our ad about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is going into 87 million households in the United States. So we're really getting the word out.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I have to tell you, you know, one of the messages that you say in there and that you're really driving home is the beneficial bacteria support for all aspects of health. And I get so many calls from random people or text messages, whether it be a family member. Oh my gosh, do you know Dr. O'Hara's on HGTV? And I kind of feel proud about it to see as a family-owned company how things have evolved over the last two decades. And to know that more of these products like Dr. O'Hara's is going to get in the hands of families is really something to be happy about and proud to be a part of, Dr. Felton.
I totally agree. We're excited about it also. It's really important for people to understand this new concept of understanding how probiotics work and has to do with the fibers and the postbiotic metabolites. And there's a big difference between a commercial probiotic that just delivers bacteria compared to Dr. O'Hara's. When people take just a regular over-the-counter probiotic and deliver bacteria, those bacteria have to survive transit through the harsh acid in the stomach. And then when they arrive in the intestinal system, they have to locate fibers and start the process of converting those fibers into postbiotic metabolite. That all takes time. When you ingest Dr. O'Hara's, you directly deliver these postbiotic metabolites, so you immediately start to get beneficial changes in the intestinal microbiome with anti-inflammatory activity and killing off those pathogens. So it's the fastest way to get improvement in the gut microbiome and all the symptoms that go along with what we call dysbiosis, the gas and the bloating and the pain and the inflammation and so forth.
Yeah, and that brings up an interesting point. A lot of people with this pandemic going on are looking for ways to, quote, boost the immune system. When we come back from the break, I'm curious to hear your thoughts maybe more on the term of regulating the immune system through the microbiome in the gut, because that seems to be a more correct way of looking at how these healthy bacteria work in our system.
Very good.
All right, listeners, we're going to go out to that break. But in the meantime, feel free to go and visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. If you click on the radio tab, not only can you learn more about the natural pharmacist, Dr. Ross Felton, and be linked directly to his site, you can learn more about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and essential formulas. A lot of great shows we've done over the years as well on our podcast platform. There's over 220 shows that you can go and listen to on all things related to health, but some really great interviews that we've done with Dr. Pelton. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Dr. Ross Helton. I'm sure you've heard of him, been around a long time, and has taught us so much when it comes to the microbiome, and he has been coined the microbiome scientist. Always fun to have you on the show, Dr. Pelton. Dr. Mark, learning a lot today, especially about postbiotic metabolites.
Well, yeah, it's a very new topic for most of the listeners, even for most doctors out there. So very, very important. Now, I want to go back to what we were talking about, Dr. Pelton, the regulation by this bacteria and how these post-metabolites play a role in regulating the immune system. You don't want it over-functioning, under-functioning. You want to control inflammation. So tell us more about that.
Sure, you bet. Well, there's a number of things to talk about with these postbiotic metabolites. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of our nutrition doesn't come just from our food. It comes from postbiotic metabolites that are created by our gut bacteria. For example, all of the B vitamins are made by different strains of probiotic bacteria. And it's unique in that there's especially 8 B vitamins kind of work like an orchestrated symphony. Your gut bacteria are constantly making these B vitamins, and one B vitamin is made by a certain strain of bacteria, and it provides that B vitamin to another strain of bacteria that can't make it. So they use these B vitamins in and amongst themselves to support and create healthy growth for all these strains of bacteria so that all the B vitamins are created. And then one unique thing that's starting to be understood better now is that one of these vitamins, vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, is critical in regulating sleep. And so now we find out that the gut microbiome and postbiotic metabolites are key regulators of sleep. When B5 gets converted into acetyl-CoA and then acetylcholine, it's one of the key regulators in your brain for sleep. And sleep is an epidemic problem in this country. And vitamin K is made by your probiotic bacteria. And some of the critical amino acids like tryptophan and tyrosine and phenylalanine, and these amino acids are precursors from some of the most important neurotransmitters like serotonin and norepinephrine. And these neurotransmitters regulate moods and emotions and your emotional state, and they're tied into depression and anxiety and so forth. So now we find out that some of the postbiotic metabolites are really critical and regulated in your moods and your emotions and your mental state. So really critically important aspects of how these postbiotic metabolites are regulating different aspects of our health.
Antimicrobial peptides. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that works into the postbiotics, right, Dr.
Pelton? You bet. This is a really exciting area too, because now we're understanding that your probiotic bacteria create compounds we call antimicrobial peptides. Sometimes you'll see AMP as the acronym for them. And these are natural antibiotics where they're able to suppress the growth of pathogenic bad bacteria, but they don't harm or have any bad effects on your good bacteria. So this is another critical part of our immune system, where your probiotic bacteria are creating postbiotic metabolites that suppress or hinder the growth of pathogens. Another key group of postbiotic metabolites are called short-chain fatty acids. And there's several of these compounds, propionic acid and butyric acid and acetic acid. And these compounds create the correct acid-base balance in the microbiome ecosystem, slightly acidic, which suppresses the growth of pathogens and supports the growth of probiotic bacteria. And one of these short-chain fatty acids is called butyric acid. It is the number one source of nutrients for the growth of new cells that line the gastrointestinal tract. And most people don't realize that humans create a new gastrointestinal tract lining every 5 to 7 days. This is the fastest rate of turnover of cells in the entire human body, and it takes a lot of energy to create these new intestinal cells on a regular basis. And butyric acid is the postbiotic metabolite that supplies that energy. And when people have dysbiosis and other types of gut problems, you've got inflammation in the lining of your gut, and you want to accelerate the growth of healthy new cells to replace those inflamed cells. So it's the postbiotic metabolite, butyric acid, that is really critical in having that change accelerated to get new healthy cells in the GI tract.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know over the years, doing a lot of stool testing with patients, a lot of them have shown to be low in butyrate, or of course, low in good probiotics too. And a lot of these patients have taken probiotics, and when you test them, quite often they still have low levels. It doesn't appear they're colonizing. Maybe just address that point.
Sure, that's a good point, Dr. Mark. If you don't have the proper pH, the proper acid-base balance in the GI tract, the good bacteria can't colonize and procreate. And also, a lot of the strains of bacteria might not just be good at adhering to the intestinal lining. So it just goes right on through without staying in there and producing any benefits. So people need to really research these different strains and select ones that are appropriate for humans. But on the other hand, we could look at a different part of the process, which is the importance of these postbiotic metabolites. And Dr. Rahira's probiotics is directly delivering over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites. So it really is a step beyond just taking probiotic bacteria. And there's another level of interest in that the pharmaceutical industry is starting to recognize how important these postbiotic metabolites are. So they're starting to actually develop new drugs based on postbiotic metabolites. And I'm, in general, not a great fan of the pharmaceutical industry, but when they start to get interested in it, you know that it's a new frontier. And the probiotic industry that we're in and the natural products industry is a step ahead, because we are already starting to understand the importance of these postbiotic metabolites to regulate health and the immune system.
And Dr. Pelton, you know, like myself, we've been working with patients, you and I have been working with patients for many decades now, and the average American, realistically, they're not consuming or they're not going to consume a lot of fermented food. And I would presume this is why, you know, one can make a good case for a fermented food probiotic supplement.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Dr. Mark, because the process of fermentation has been used for centuries for food preservation. And the reason fermentation and preserving foods works is that during the food preservation process, the bacteria in the foods will create these postbiotic metabolites that are acidic, like the short-chain fatty acids and nucleic acids and organic acids, and it's this acid environment that suppresses the growth of pathogens. So that's how food preservation works, and the same process works in the human gut, where if you have a healthy microbiome, you're producing these acidic compounds that suppress the growth of pathogens. And fermented foods are very good for people to eat, but traditionally, very few people in our culture consume fermented foods on a regular basis. But I certainly do like to encourage people to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, I remember sauerkraut, things like that, a natto. I would rather take a probiotic than eat natto on its own. I think a lot of people who've tasted it would want to do that as well. And for me, when we're talking about that fermentation, I can't help think about the many differences, but that Dr. O'Hara's comes with a paste. It is fantastic because you don't have to worry about if those powders are going to come alive. You have that harmony and balance of the paste residing inside the capsule, right, Dr. Felton?
That's right, Kelly. And one thing I'd like to mention along with what you've just said here is that in addition to just directly delivering these postbiotic metabolites, they can do an end run around a lot of things that really disrupt the microbiome. For example, a lot of people take medications that disrupt the microbiome. And so people need to understand that they're on taking drugs, and it's not just antibiotics. A lot of the drugs that are taken by people on a regular basis, these acid suppressing drugs, the PPIs and antacids and so forth, and birth control pills suppress the microbiome. There's a wide range of drugs, and I've actually created a quick reference guide to drugs that deplete the microbiome. And I will send you a link so we can make this link available to all of your listeners so they can get a free copy of my quick reference guide to drugs that deplete the microbiome. And also, I'll send you a link that lets people have get access to the article that I've written. It was published in a medical journal titled Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. So this will let people get a deeper understanding of how and why these postbiotic metabolites are so important. And this is why Dr. Here at Probiotics are so unique and so different.
Wow. Thank you for that, Dr. Pelton. We're going to go ahead and put that underneath the radio tab of AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Again, we'll put that underneath the radio tab of AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. In the meantime, over the break, do yourself a favor and go and check out naturalpharmacist.net. Again, that's naturalpharmacist.net to learn more about courses, education, books, and all the awesome stuff that Dr. Ross Pelton has done over the years. And for our friends who are listening, and it's the first time maybe you've heard about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can find them at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers across the U.S., as well as you can go to their website to find a retailer near you, and that is EssentialFormulas.com. Stick with us when we come back from the break. We're going to tell you about pH-10. If you haven't heard about it, very exciting. Stick with us.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking all things gut, immune, all aspects of health when we're talking about probiotics, gut health, the microbiome, and postbiotic metabolites. I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, I never get tired of having these types of conversations because it really is so important what resides in our gut and our overall health. Really great show today.
Oh, absolutely. And the microbiome is really the new frontier in medicine. As Dr. Pelton was saying, we have research now showing it affects all areas of the body, the brain function, the heart function, skin health, inflammation in body muscles and joints, the immune system. So it's just a critical component of good health. And Dr. Pelton, tell us more about this strain of bacteria known as TH10. What's that about in terms of the Dr. O'Hara probiotics?
Sure, I'm happy to talk about that, Dr. Mark. There's a strain of probiotic bacteria that Dr. O'Hara himself personally discovered in the Malaysian fermented food tempeh. And so this is quite a few years ago when he discovered that. And when they started to research this particular strain called Enterococcus faecialis TH10, you can understand why we call it TH10 just for simplicity. But this strain of bacteria is a very, very powerful strain because the postbiotic metabolite it creates, which is called phenylactic acid, this postbiotic metabolite is a very strong antimicrobial peptide. It suppresses the growth of some of the most dangerous bacteria, some of the antibiotic resistant bacteria that cause superbug infections. And the E. coli 0157, which is one of the most common causes of food poisoning, it's been shown to suppress the growth of that organism. And so this is a very powerful strain. The postbiotic metabolite has amazing properties. And since Dr. O'Hara discovered this, it is proprietary to Dr. O'Hara and his products. So only products that are formulated by Dr. O'Hara contain the Enterococcus faecialis TH10 strain. At the end of the fermentation process, the multi-year fermentation process, we add more of this TH10 into the final product to get the additional benefit that this powerful probiotic and postbiotic strain produce. This has been in Dr. O'Hara's probiotic formulations for well over 20 years. So this is just one of the things that makes Dr. O'Hara's provide such rapid improvement in the GI microsystem, and where you're getting rapid changes in all of the symptoms that people have when they have dysbiosis, the gas, the bloating, the pain, the inflammation, diarrhea, constipation. Those things change quickly when you directly deliver these postbiotic metabolites, and especially the TH10 strain that has such amazing properties.
So fascinating. It really is so fascinating that, you know, they've been able to dial that all in and figure it out. And I'll tell you, gentlemen, gut health is so important. You're now seeing fecal transplant centers. You're now seeing people getting fecal transplants. And I think, Dr. Pelton, you mentioned that would be the way of the future a couple of years ago.
You bet. And I will say that for probably 99% of people, or this going the natural route, taking Dr. O'Hara's on a regular basis and directly delivering those postbiotic metabolites is the way to go. But there are some people who have very serious Clostridium difficile infections. And the FDA has now approved the fecal transplant process for people with that type of infection. And people can be on the verge of death and get a fecal transplant in one day. It changes. Everything changes.
Amazing.
It's amazing to see how quickly a fecal transplant can change a person's health if they have serious Clostridium difficile infections.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how about anything else going beyond the microbiome or gut? Anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, there's another thing I can mention, Dr. Mark. We're just now into the beginning of March, but February was National Heart Month. And President Lyndon Johnson created American Heart Month a number of years ago. after he had had a serious heart attack when he was president. And most people don't realize that cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer. There's over 655,000 people that die from heart disease every year. One person in the United States dies every 36 seconds from heart disease. So it's a critical problem. And Essential Formulas has their Cardio Wellness Reg Active formula that contains a different unique strain of probiotic bacteria called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. We call it ME3 for short. And this strain of bacteria synthesizes glutathione. And boosting your glutathione goes a long way at reducing cardiovascular risk. Glutathione is the master antioxidant. It's the most prevalent antioxidant in your body. And in addition to that, it regulates all your detoxification. And so this cardio wellness product from Essential Formulas, the RegActive formula in cardio wellness, contains the ME3 bacteria that will synthesize glutathione, along with several other ingredients that all promote heart health, like B vitamins and N-acetylcysteine and coenzyme Q10. So it's a wonderful formula to slow down the risk for heart disease. And just wanted to give a shout out to how important it is to be proactive at reducing cardiovascular risks.
Definitely. And I mean, for both men and women, like you alluded to, quick question, because I know a lot of our listeners may use the RegActive Cardio Wellness. And this is a question that we quite often get. Should I continue to take my Dr. O'Hara's when I'm using my RegActive ME3 Cardio Wellness product?
Well, that's a great point to bring up. I'm glad you did, Kelly, because they work very differently. Dr. O'Hara's is the best probiotic in the world for gut health. On the other hand, even though the RegActive formulas contain a strain of probiotic bacteria called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, we don't like to classify this as strictly a probiotic because it works so differently in boosting glutathione levels. We've created what we call a new category, which is glutathione boosting products. And so the RegActive products are the best way in the world to effectively boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis, and they're synergistic with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. It's not that you can take one or the other. We recommend taking them both. I take two capsules of Dr. O'Hara's every morning and two capsules of one of the RegActive products every evening to boost my glutathione levels. And we now know that glutathione is a regular recognized biomarker of aging. So all chronic degenerative diseases are associated with low glutathione levels, and boosting your glutathione levels is one of the most proactive things people can do to improve their health and their long-term aging process.
Pretty cool, Dr. Mark. I know you see a lot of patients for the past 26 years, and seeing how they can just, if they can just get their gut health and their digestive issues under control, how their life just changes.
Yeah, I agree. Matter of fact, if you don't address the gut for most patients, you will get limited results. We use fancy supplements and bioidentical hormones and all these fancy things, and they're helpful. But if you don't have the gut in order, because it's so vastly influencing on the rest of the body, there's no way a person can achieve good health and dramatically reduce the risk of disease.
Absolutely. And that's what we're all trying so desperately to do, right? We want to age. We want to age gracefully. We want to live longer and enjoy the time to spend with our loved ones. Dr. Pelton, have a few minutes before we wrap up. What would you like to leave with our audience today about our fantastic tips that you've shared with us and everything that our family should know about 2021 and ways to get prepared?
Thanks, Kelly. I mentioned that I'll provide a link to my article titled Postbiotic Metabolite, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. And we were just talking about the importance of glutathione. I will send you a link for your listeners. And my article is titled Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, a new era in glutathione therapy. So that'll take people into a deeper dive into how important glutathione is and why these RegActive formulas that contain Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 that synthesizes glutathione for you and how they can use that to benefit their health. So I'll get both of those links to you for your listeners so they can have those articles and really take a deeper dive into understanding both postbiotic metabolites and the importance of glutathione.
We appreciate that so much, Dr. Pelton. You always take such good care of us. We really encourage our listeners to spend some time on your website as well, naturalpharmacist.net. Your work over the years has just been something that has changed people's lives and helped them And to be able to get this kind of information and apply it is what really changes the game when it comes to people's health. As far as our good friends at Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, you can find the product at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers across the U.S. Again, RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at some online retailers. In addition to that, you can visit EssentialFormulas.com to find some additional retailers near you or to learn more about the product. Dr. Stengler, Dr. Ross Pelton, wonderful conversation today. I am so grateful that both of you joined the program to be able to help our audience and for listeners who get lost along the way, AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.